I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 9th. South Shore parents struggling to make ends meet during this challenging time have one less thing to worry about as their children return to the classroom. Hundreds of families receive new backpacks and school supplies from Interfaith Social Services of Quincy during the month of August, lightening the burden of back-to-school expenses for families in need. Generous donors provided backpacks and school supplies for more than 600 children whose families utilize Interfaith's food pantry and other programs. The new Yaku is being used at North Quincy High School. The updated mascot has replaced the former Yaku center court in the gym and is also replacing the former Yaku all over the school. 70% of the student body voted to replace the former Yaku with the new symbol, which was also created by Dr. Alan Yacoubian. Yacoubian agreed to revamp the former Yaku after some found it derogatory toward Native Americans. Instead of a headdress and a hammer, the new Yaku is sporting a tricorn hat and a bell inscribed with the year 1933 for when North Quincy High School was founded. Yacoubian is an alumni of North, and the original Yaku and the new one are both created in his image. Students also voted to keep the nickname the Raiders for the school's athletic teams. Braintree High School students will be allowed to return to their classrooms today after the start of their school year was delayed twice. The district sent out a notice to the school community alerting them that the high school would be closed yesterday to complete mandatory asbestos testing as a result of some asbestos flooring being disturbed during cleaning and moisture mitigation. The district added that this is a Department of Environmental Protection requirement and that they are complying to ensure the safety of all students and staff. Mayor Charles Kokoris says air quality testing so far has passed, but additional testing is still being conducted in the area where asbestos flooring was disturbed. This is the second delay of the school year for Braintree High School students. Back in mid-August, a pipe burst, damaging the school's electrical system. Students had originally been set to get back in the classroom on September 1st, but that had to be pushed back by a week as crews made repairs. The Boston School Bus Drivers Union wanted the start of school in Boston to be postponed, but classes will begin today in Boston. But the union says bus routing for the new school year is by far the worst fiasco they've witnessed in their careers. Boston Public Schools issued a statement saying classes will start on time as planned. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 9th.